investigating themselves while operating with impunity, you know exactly what is happening. ICE needs to be abolished, DHS needs to be dismantled, and we need to bring justice for every single person being experiencing the harm, the chaos, and the terrorizing in every community in this country.
Illinois Congress member Delia Ramirez speaking to us from Chicago. We want to thank you so much for being with us. I'm Amy.
Hey, this is Begonia, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, wait. That's us.
Hello.
That's us. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going cold.
Yeah, oh my
God. That's how it's going.
So, I have feelings about this because you walk outside, it's that crunchy cold snow. Do you know what the temperature is right now? Just guess.
I don't want to say it's negative 20. I feel like it's slightly warmer than that, but you're barely.
Minus 17. Feels like minus 23.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I like to be positive about this. There's no wind, mm-hmm. and the sun is coming out, sort
this
of.
Is true.
Sort
this
of.
Is true.
So, like, the these snowstormy days look like they're kind of behind us now, because that was punishing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But you got to sleep in on Monday. All the students had.
I have not seen that in a million years. I was so happy.
But my thoughts on this are that normally Kingston gets a lot of snow and then we get like crappy rain and it all turns into crust and ice and then it's ugly.
Yeah,
there's no sign in the forecast that that's going to happen for the next 2 weeks, as temperatures are going to stay like daytime highs of like minus 5, minus 10, minus. So,
you know what? I prefer it that way instead of the slushy, icy.
What I feel like. Now we acclimatize, we get the layers going, because I think the first initial snowfalls are like, I'm still going to wear my sneakers and just push through.
Yeah.
Now I feel like we've got all our stuff out. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got the good coat, the good boots, the mitts, like, no messing around. We can do this now, Millie.
Yeah, I know. I was rooting through my closet looking for my boots.
The good stuff. And you have them, right?
Yes, I do.
Let's go. Yeah.
I went to the military surplus store downtown.
I think they've been busy.
Yeah.
I think they've been like, help. Oh, so I was away last week. I heard the show was really good, and I got to hear some of the show, so that was fun.
Brilliant.
When I was away before I went out and froze my butt off. Skiing last weekend.
Mont Tremblant.
Yeah, it was fun. beautiful, tons of snow, every run open. So
wow.
good times on the hill. And I'll be going to Banff in a few weeks. I know, it's like Narnia out there. I'm so excited.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun. And yeah, cold times, but again, proper gear, you're all set. I wanted to talk about Geese, though, because did SNL last Saturday night. Did you see it?
I did, yep. I tuned in.
So I watched clips of it afterwards, and there's lots of discussion about it. What are your thoughts on it?
I personally, I'm a Geese fan, which is apparently a very controversial thing to say. Like, when I first started listening to them, I was like, yeah, like, I like these guys. They're pretty good, you know? And then I started going online and just seeing people absolutely ripping into
them. Who are these people?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, come on, guys.
I want them to just give receipts of what they feel is a good rock band. I know there's maybe some hate that they're from New York, so that can mean like, hey, we're supposed to like
them.
They're
from Park Slope, Brooklyn, which I understand the hate a little bit. Like, I listen, but also, like, come on, guys.
So I love some of the comments I've been seeing online. Is one of them is what's actually happening is a lot of SNL fans of the current generation have forgotten what a real rock band sounds like. There's danger in what Geese does. Like, it's actual risk taking in terms of it being really live and could go anywhere.
Yeah, and they get funky with it sometimes. Like,
and real, like live, and there's not a lot of tracking. There's not a lot of big production behind it. It's like clang, 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 here we come.
Yeah.
And I think for people that are maybe nostalgic, I read they actually liked the performance a bit more, thinking back to bands like Pavement and how be kind of, you know, weird, nerdy, and live and dangerous. So if we're talking about it, you want to go back, you could go watch it, but we also have it lined up. Trinidad, I felt, was the one that everyone, like, they played Opeta Cocaine in Trinidad, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and Trinidad was the one that a lot of people jumped on. So, I mean, you know how I am. I'm like, well, that's what we're going to start the show with. But you're also hearing some K-Tronauta in the background because the Grammys are on this Sunday night.
Grammys, and K-Tronauta. I'm so excited.
Like, he's fully in the club. He'll probably win a Grammy. And no one knows what he looks like, really. And he just gets to live his life with his Grammys.
Yeah.
And I noticed Tate is nominated for a few, and Justin Bieber, in terms of Biebs, he's up for quite a few.
Yeah.
But I think K-Tronauta is always a lock. I was saying on one of my other group chats that I think Turnstile is going to win something, finally.
Oh my gosh, I hope so.
Well, the Grammys are weird. I hate watch them every year.
Yeah.
And they get a lot of it wrong. A lot of it wrong. But some years you're like, la. And I think Turnstile's in, like, a lot of Turnstile fans didn't love this record, seeing Stars. But I think it's very Grammy coded. So we're going to see some of that. Are you going to watch it? Like, what do you think? It's so long.
Sometimes I just get so frustrated watching it because there's all of these, like, amazing artists up there. And you're like, oh, surely they're going to get something. And then nothing.
No. And then Warren Zevon wins something, which is fine. Like, but I find they right wrongs, right? Like, Beyonce, this is the thing with Beyonce winning country album and album of the year for Cowboy Carter. It's because she was not recognized up until that. I mean, hey, she has a million Grammys, but never album of the year. And that's the whole discussion after things like that. I also just loved watching the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I've never watched that before. And what was great, no host, no memoriams, not a lot of anything. And it was wonderful. And that's the thing with the Grammys. It's like, oh my God, there's all those other things besides the performances that we have to get through.
Yeah.
I find it exhausting.
I know. And there's all of these speeches of people just saying something all the time. I feel the same way watching the Oscars, and then somebody up there.
I just want to watch the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, okay,
but
just tell me who won. I'm sorry, I don't really care about
red carpet. Maybe I don't know. There's a lot of categories. Anyway, Juno's just nominated a bunch of people, and we've got a Kingston Goddess in there, so she's on our list today. Very pumped for her, and no stranger to the show here. But if you don't know who I'm talking about, you're just gonna have to listen in. What else do we have in this first set you want to play?
New Harry Styles.
You said you haven't heard it yet.
I have not listened. I've heard like little snippets here and there.
Disco sometimes.
But I haven't listened to the whole thing yet, and so this will be my first like sit down.
Now listen, you live in a city where he's playing.
I do. Yeah.
Are there tickets in your world?
I have browsed them. I've perused them, but in true Harry Styles fashion, they were affordable for 4 seconds, and then all of a sudden, they're $80 million.
$11 million. 9 people on the pre-sale, mm-hmm. and that accounts for 5% of people who could actually have tickets.
Yeah.
So have fun, people who get to see Harry Styles. Yeah. Also, like, I want more dates, please, Harry Styles.
Yeah, like, come
on. Like, there's no Asia in there. There's tons of places he should be.
Mm-hmm. He needs to do an Eras tour.
Well, I feel like 30 days in NYC alone, like,
yeah.
there's an era that's never been
that's true.
Like, oh my God,
he's pulling a Billy Joel. Like, he's going.
That's his time. But yeah, we're just hoping for more dates. So we'll see. Because I want to see him. I want to see him.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, we got him coming up after Geese, which 11. Then what else?
Some new Jaguar Sun and some new Sea Rose. And a little bit later, we have some new Arctic Monkeys.
I saw that. I'm very excited about that.
Big time for the girls right now. We got, Arctic Monkeys, Harry Styles, like...
Yeah, let's play. Let's play. It's Sandy Wake Up Call. You're on CFRC, and we're happy that you're with us.
Let's go.
hands are cupped around a match. I'm just trying to keep the lights on. But the lighthouse should not be in leak with the rocks, though at some point it's salt and charted waters. And I didn't see there, I didn't see there, I didn't see there, I didn't see there.
winter. It's been a decade coming together in a suitable space. Mystery boxes from which you cannot escape. Sticking your neck out in a spiritual way.
Back, we played some Geese after their SNL performance, the new Harry, new Arctic Monkeys, new Pornographers, Sea Rose, Jaguar Sun. Good set. And we have some new from the Beaches.
Oh, we got the Beaches lined up. So that's a, I don't know if you know this young one, this is a cover. Mm-hmm. Beaches have been throwing us covers in recent, you know, months, I would say. They did one from Loverboy, Turn Me Loose, that got a lot of traction. So this is from Flock of Seagulls. This is I Ran So Far Away. Yep. Did you know that? You probably knew that.
I know the song. When I looked up the song, I saw the original,
So this is fun. We'll take that. And coming up hot on the Beaches trail.
John Shambles. A.K.A. Brett.
So, new album from John Shambles came out this month. We're hoping to get him into the station. We're trying to get him in here to give us some tunes. Please, come on. We want that. Track called New Friends. And you are in, spoiler alert, you're in the Tiny Horse video that's
going to
be released.
I am. I'm going to the premiere.
You're going to the premiere. And you got to meet Brett that night.
I did get to meet Brett that night. I've run into him a couple times, also at their Christmas party. It's a fun guy.
Yeah,
and
the tie-in as well, Tiny Horses, they're going to be doing some shows with John Shambles.
Tiny Horses is going to be opening for John Shambles at the Mod Club in Toronto in a month or two.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think there might be some Kingston faces in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So good. We're going to play some of the new Father John Misty, too, which I'm always here for.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get with Father John Misty. And, yeah, very excited. This track called The Old Law coming up. And I did not put this in. Did I put this one in?
Yeah, no, you put this one in.
Okay, I did. So there we go.
Yeah, I mean, Father John's one of those guys.
One of those guys. No, I mean the other track. No, I put in Father John.
Oh.
Trade bait.
Yeah, I don't know. Every week when I'm preparing for the show, I put on like all new indie, the A-list, and I just listen to a bunch of artists and see who slaps, see what sticks.
Do you listen for really longer than 20 seconds sometimes?
Sometimes. Really fast. If I'm in a rush, sometimes I'll listen to the first like 20, 30 seconds. And I'm like, yeah, this is great.
Okay.
But usually I try to listen to a couple songs all the way through, and then I kind of sit for a minute and I'm like, all right, which of these do I actually remember and which music was actually good.
So my attention span and your attention span are in the same wheelhouse, which, good, I feel better. And also I feel better. It's only minus 15 now.
Ooh.
Minus 15 out there, friends. And so just, you know,
guys, it's bundle easy, up. Summer day.
Yeah, and we're going to get up to minus 11 is the high today.
Wow, might as well be in Miami.
Yeah, so anyway, if you like skating, if you like winter, if you like snow, it's good. It's good times. It's beautiful out there.
Skating rink down.
Yeah, get those photos too. It's so beautiful out there. So let's keep living our best life. And hey, it's February on Sunday, so we made it.
Don't remind me.
No, but we made it through January. Is like how I, because that was crazy.
That was a lot. That was several. Hey,
we still
got
a few days left of it, so let's see what goes on. But anyway,
yeah,
you ready for some beaches?
I think we are.
All right,
some beaches, some John Shambles. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Champagne on a rich kid's bar. Oh, you're getting on. put your work boots on.
So guess what, Millie?
What's up?
I watched Canada Shore, so you don't have to.
Oh, lovely.
Did you know that there's a show called Canada Shore that was just released on Paramount Plus? It's their first Canadian produced show.
Is this like a Jersey Shore parody or?
Oh, it's a Jersey Shore adjacent production and Snooki's in it.
What?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And what happens in Kelowna stays in Kelowna. That's where they filmed it. Kelowna, British Columbia, this past summer.
You know what? Hell yeah. All
kind
right.
of, yeah. So, should you watch it?
Should I?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so I watched, there's two episodes, and I saw, and I don't know if my algorithm knows that I'm an idiot or whatever I am, but I'm new. Like, you're going to want to know about Canada Shore.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I started getting all these little things saying, you got to watch it. So, yes, I watched it, and it made me want to go back and watch the original Jersey Shore. Did you were like
an infant
when it came out.
Yes. Like, I mean, I've seen episodes here and there, like, so I love a little trash TV. But
it made me want to go back and watch the first two episodes of the original Jersey Shore. And man, like, the difference now, obviously, is people have agents and they have people helping them get dressed. They know that they're going to have social media clout, whatever, and TikToks.
Everybody's watching what they say.
Right. Not the case with the original Jersey Shore. Like, these kids.
Oh, correct.
I think Instagram maybe was new or it hadn't been out yet. So there's no TikTok, no Snapchat, none of that stuff. And it was so kind of dirty. Like,
oh, yeah. They were running around doing God knows what.
And it was a beautiful thing. So the Canadian one, now, I have to say, like, when you pour alcohol down people's throats,
who knows? Going
to just let those, you know.
Oh, yes.
Preconceived notions about social media and what the right thing to do and say is.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, like, I have thoughts on it, as do many publications. Like, okay, is this just a psyop for debauchery of Canadian youth?
What is going on right now?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Snooki is going to, like, they have the two episodes and she appears on their television screen in this gorgeous house. And again, like, the original Jersey Shore house was trash. Like, it was wood paneling and kind of dirty and amazing.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. And again, it's in Kelowna.
Interesting.
And they're like, we're going to the clubs. I'm like, in Kelowna. Mm-hmm. But then I thought to myself, you could film that here. If you really wanted to film it here, like, you could make that. You could make that happen.
Yeah.
We could do that in the club.
Yeah.
They would go and it would be crazy and there'd be tons to film and lots of people. So, the Kelowna thing, I'm okay with it. Should you watch it? Yes. but
you know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to put on the first episode of Canadian Shore.
Yeah.
What I really love is that they couldn't call it Kelowna Shore because everybody would say, what the hell is Shore Kelowna?
So they
have to call it Canadian
Canada Shore.
So that everybody's like, oh, that country. Right.
Yeah.
So you say Jersey, everybody knows what you're talking about.
But it's sloppy. There's drunken makeouts, all those things.
Beautiful.
One of the kids, I recognized him right away. He's from Canada Party Life. You know that? Mm-hmm. He's one of the founders of it.
Oh,
again,
wow.
So to talk about how, like, they curated this a little bit. Like,
those are the guys that throw, like, all the parties.
Well, they encourage parties. Like, they're sort of a nationwide platform where, like, hey, Queens, like, you got to have a FOCO on this weekend. And everyone at Queens is like, okay.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's the founder of that. And I saw him.
Damn.
I'm like, oh, okay. So this is certainly more curated. And there's some things. So I don't know when the next episode drops, but then again, Bridgerton's today, so that might just take it all away. I don't know. Do you like Bridgerton?
I do like Bridgerton. I'm very far behind in Bridgerton, but I watched the first season and half of the second season.
It's kind of a big deal in my house, and they do all the covers of, like, the songs, and we want to know about that. So I don't know.
I love it so much. Maybe
I'll just go back and forth.
Yeah. Sweet. You know what? I think that's a great dichotomy you got there. You got Bridgerton, you got Canadian Shore. I've been watching Tell Me Lies on Hulu.
What is that?
It is...
The first season
came out in, like, 2022, and I watched the first episode when it came out, but I was in high school at the time, and I was just like, okay, whatever. But I'm now the exact age of the people in the show. Well, it kind of flashes, like, forward in time to when they're adults and then back in time to when they're in university. But it's just a messy college drama. There's a death. There's a
There's, I mean, it's called Tell Me Lies. Everybody's hiding that. All these secrets.
And I want that.
I personally love watching it as somebody who's supposed to be the age that these people are, because I'm like, I don't know what university you're going to, but they're going to these frat parties and everybody's doing like heavy drugs and everybody's naked and everybody's
like euphoria.
Doing this. Exactly.
Like, and I'm when like, are you in class in your grade 11 life?
Correct. And I'm like, I love, you know, like, you're all 1920, I'm 1920. Like, we are not having the university experience. And everybody's dying and getting into fights and all this stuff. And, like, everybody's...